For more than 100 years, Alcoa has had a presence in Stanley County, about 50 miles northeast of Charlotte. For much of that time, it was a great relationship. More than 1,000 people once worked at the aluminum smelting plant. The jobs are gone now. What remains is an empty factory, 4 dams the company owns and uses to make and sell electricity, and an ongoing argument in this small rural community.
Our concern is that we can't trust them.
We would ask that if that application and that data meet your requirements, that you act with all speed and dispatch to issue the certificate.
The fact is that site will never be cleaned up.
I would very strongly support the issuance of a new water quality certificate.
Here are the basics. Environmentalists and concerned residents say Alcoa is a bad steward of the river. According to the state, Alcoa is not yet meeting some water quality standards, and a government study found elevated levels of toxic PCBs in some fish. Earlier this week, WUNC reported that Alcoa funded that study, but it did not. The company and other residents are quick to say that Alcoa will meet those water quality standards for dissolved oxygen levels once it finishes about $80 million in renovations to the dams. They also say PCB levels are on par with many other areas in the state. This environmental debate is playing out as Alcoa has applied once again for a water quality permit from the state. That permit would enable Alcoa to receive another long-term federal license to operate the dams, or, as many have speculated, to sell them. The aging dams, with a new long-term license, could be worth $500 million. Yadkin Riverkeeper Dean Nowyuks is one of the company's loudest critics.
They're not meeting water quality standards for dissolved oxygen. They've made billions of dollars off of this river. All the jobs are gone. All the power leaves the state of North Carolina. It just doesn't make any sense why the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission would continue to support Alcoa in receiving this 50-year license.
Nowyuks would like to see the state conduct more testing for cyanide, arsenic, and PCBs in groundwater, soil, and fish. But the company says these areas have been tested a sufficient number of times. Ray Barham is with Alcoa.
So to continue to test is really just spending money, government money, after something that's really not needed anymore.
The state will continue to monitor areas around the former smelting plant for groundwater and soil contamination. Alcoa is focused on the future. The company recently reached a deal with Stanley County commissioners after years of dispute. Alcoa gave the county $3 million and 20 acres of land. A majority of the commissioners then voted to end their opposition to Alcoa's request for the long-term license. Representatives with the company say the fighting made it difficult to develop the area around the old smelting plant. Again, Ray Barham.
And I think you'll see more jobs come to the area as we get our license and this thing kind of dies down and the noise dies down on this issue.
The issue will likely remain noisy at least for a few more months. This is Alcoa's third time applying for the water quality permit. Alcoa received a permit during its last application, but it was revoked following objections from environmentalists over dissolved oxygen standards. Ultimately, the Department of Environment and Natural Resources will rule on the permit request. Governor Pat McCrory has not yet said whether he supports the permit request. A decision is expected by the end of September. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.